Okay, hello, I'm Tim Gain, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Good evening. You are listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And happy November, everyone. Isn't it so happy and cheery? Anyway, the show started off with Drowsy, very appropriate, for me at least. And the album's called Snow on Moss on Stone. You heard the song Words of Warmth, because that's what I needed. And it's a guy named Mauri Häkkinen, I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of his name, from Finland, second LP, and it's lovely, on Fat Cat Records, who is obviously branching out in terms of what they're releasing these days. Anyway, I'm not going to babble on too much, the show's just begun, I'm here till 8 o'clock. If you'd like to make a request, feel free to call 604-822-2487. Coming up next is an all CanCon set, starting off with Great Aunt Ida.
In the back of our minds, there is always a desire to stay. You can tell.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and yes, that was just a local set, and some newish stuff and some oldish stuff. You just heard Parks and Rec from his first EP, and the song you heard was called Ida, and this EP is called NAM, and it's Mr. Chris Harris, who is also in the Secret Three and has played in piano and other musical projects around town. And that song title ties in very nicely with the first song of the set, which was by Great Aunt Ida, and I'm pretty sure that song, well anyway, I won't get into it, from their new album How They Fly and the song Careful Kid, and that was followed by Pony Up from Montreal, from their album Make Love to the Judges with Your Eyes and the song Ships. And that was followed by Good Horsey. I couldn't resist, you know, Pony Up, Good Horsey. And Horsey actually, Good Horsey used to be called Horsey until they were told they couldn't be. And this is from their first album called Kazue and the song But She Knew. Good Horsey, probably still one of my favoritest local bands ever. Yep. Okay, so I'm just going to keep playing music. Again, if you'd like to hear anything special, give me a call, 604-822-2487. Coming up next is Jennifer O'Connor.
Shoot me down again, I understand. Tried.
CITR card is here. Flash your card the next time you buy music at Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Final Records, Audio Pile, or Beat Street Records and get a sweet discount. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
Cypress
Listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was just Erase Errata from their latest album called Nightlife on Kill Rock Stars out of Olympia, Washington. And you heard the song Cruising. And before that was Portastatic, also from a new album called Be Still Please. It's on Merge Records, of course, which is the baby of Mac of Portastatic, and formerly of Superchunk fame, but I guess now he's of Portastatic fame. You heard the song Black Buttons, had lovely backup vocals by Laura Cantrell, and Annie Hayden from another Merge band of days past called Spent sings backup on a few of these songs, but for some reason she didn't turn up on the song I played for you. Before that was Awkward Stage, Canadian Orkan Khan, from Heaven is for Easy Girls. It's on Mint Records. And I played the song Sad Girl Radio. It just seemed a bit apt, although I'm not exactly sure what the song is about. I have been accused of being a bit sad, a bit too sad at times, or all the time. Hopefully, if you're still listening to this show, it's because you also do like sad music. And starting off the set was Jennifer O'Connor from the album Over the Mountain, Across the Valley, and Back to the Stars. It's on Matador Records, and I've played her at least once before, and I'm sure I mentioned she's been compared to Liz Phair and Elliott Smith, and I'll leave that up to you to decide if you think that's correct or not. The song you heard was called I Was So Wrong. And it's just about 7:15. I'll be here till 8 o'clock, so I've got lots more stuff waiting to play for you, including Tara Jane O'Neill, one of my favorites, right now.
Sunday mornings from 10 a.m. till noon, why not join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, the best of the 1920s, 30s, 40s, jazz, swing, and popular music. Join me as I celebrate the music of the golden age of North American songwriting, the three-minute masterpiece, and the 78 RPM record. That's every Thursday from 10 a.m. till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
take advantage of your whims. My life is no haven, have a fear, but it's just worth saving, craving, and you. Stay away.
listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. That was the Delgados, Scottish indie pop band, from the complete BBC Peel Sessions, a two-disc set. And you heard the song Accused of Stealing. I believe that I tried to play this song before and mistakenly didn't. So there you go. I know you've been waiting for the months that it have passed since I was trying to play this song. Anyway, the Delgados are no longer together, so you may want to pick up this two-disc set. Probably has all their hits. Before them was the Slumber Party from their newly released CD called Music. It's on Kill Rock Stars Records. And you heard the song So Sick. Slumber Party are a Detroit band, and they are currently on tour with the Fiery Furnaces. It would be great if both of them came here, but I don't think that's going to happen. Before that, Pitter Pat from their new album Pyramids, the song Solstice, and they are a Chicago-based trio. I also looked at their touring dates, and looks like the closest they get to Vancouver is Seattle. If you're interested in a road trip, they're playing there on November 15th at Chop Suey. And starting off the set was Tara Jane O'Neill from In Circles, her latest, and you heard the Looking Box, and maybe she'll come here someday. If anyone has any connections, try and get her up here, because I don't think she ever has been, and we need to see her. Anyway, it's 7:37. Thought I would briefly mention some upcoming shows that you probably already know about if you've picked up the latest Discorder magazine or any other entertainment publication, just in case you need some refreshing. Tomorrow night, Thursday, November 2nd, can you believe it? Julie Doiron is playing at Richards on Richards. And on Sunday, another local-esque show, BJ Snowden, Carolyn Mark, and Amy Honey are all playing at the Railway Club. If you're looking for something completely different from that, Kid Koala and the No Luck Club are at Richards on Richards, also on Sunday. Probably don't need a reminder, but Shindig happens every Tuesday night, CITR's Battle of the Bands, at the Railway Club. Next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Bonnie Prince Billy plays at the St. James Community Hall. And later on in the month, on the 17th, Friday, November, the album Leaf is at the Plaza Club. And the following couple days, the Decemberists are at the Commodore Ballroom on the 18th and the 19th. And then you don't need to know about what's happening for the end of November because you won't be planning this early, right? It's only the 1st of November. We can all take a deep breath. Anyway, coming up next, something I'm very excited about, something from Nina Nastasia's brand new album. And this is the song, Why Don't You Stay Home?
It's high time to make a move. Things might not get better there, I said it. The last time you were feeling like this, you left with a light coat and near froze to death. Why don't you stay? Do you?
That was an interesting ending to the song. You're listening to And Sometimes Why on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was just the Early Day Miners from their Offshore EP on Indiana's Secretly Canadian Records. And you heard the song Return of the Native, which features the vocals of Vancouver's very own Amber Weber, also of Black Mountain. Before the Early Day Miners was Benny Hem Hem from their self-titled album, award-winning album. It was named the best album at the Icelandic Music Awards. They have quirky taste. And the song was The Doomed, The Damned. Before that, speaking of doomed, was the Gothic Archies from The Tragic Treasury. Songs from a series of unfortunate events. And you heard the song Things Are Not What They Appear, which is from The Penultimate Peril. I had no idea that they had songs to go with the books. Shows how much I know. If you probably can tell if you didn't already know that the Gothic Archies is another brainchild of the one and only Stephen Merritt. And starting off the set, another great songwriter, Nina Nastasia, from her brand new CD called On Leaving. It's her first release on Fat Cat Records. And you heard the song Why Don't You Stay Home. So at 7:55, I'm only here until 8 o'clock. So I think I will thank you for listening now and tell you that I'm going to leave you with Yola Tango and possibly a Francois Houle song. Coming up next is Folk Oasis, and I will be back in December. That sounds so scary to say, if not sooner. So thanks very much for listening. Here is The Weakest Part by Yola Tango.